Bring me an NFL star, any NFL star. It's dealer's choice of NFL stars today here at the Verizon camp. I didn't think we were going to get anybody until later in the show. So we appreciate them letting us come over and be part of this today. It is Area Boys and Girls Clubs and Life Champs kids here today, 150 kids plus. And, of course, it was great that we were able to give away a few spots to this camp as well. And if you're a kid, I mean, playing on the turf inside Verizon Arena is a cool thing. And then, you know, good addition that you got three active NFL players who are here today, which is cool. So Peyton Hillis is being paged to come over, and I guarantee he'd much rather hang out with a bunch of little kids than hang out with us. But I'm looking forward to visiting with him. So,
hey, Justin, can you get me a picture or two for the blog today?
You know I will. I guarantee you. Nate Taterade over here. Taterade's all over. You're getting pictures like crazy, right? Because Matty T is looking forward to having.
Good to see you,
Ross. How are you, brother? Good to see you.
Guy's looking lean.
Is that good or what do you want to be?
You look like an MMA fighter with that mohawk cut.
You know how many people have asked me to sign autographs as Chuck Liddell?
That's no Peyton kidding. Hillis, if you don't no recognize kidding. The voice, by the way.
Well, how'd you think you'd do in the octagon?
Not fairly well, I don't think. But I would do it.
I would imagine if you got your hands on somebody, you wouldn't let them up until the last breath maybe would be
know,
their
I've
body. You
know, I've actually talked to a lot of people about you know, how MMA trainers, you know, you talk to them and they'll say that, you know, an NFL football player wouldn't have a chance against, they even said like a 135-pound fighter.
Come on.
Yes.
Because the technique?
Yes.
I mean, you get the killer instinct.
I'm going to guess if you get your hands on 135-pound dude,
that's what
I
said.
Go well.
That's what I said. And I don't think I'm a great fighter by any means, but 135 pounds, I mean, you would.
They do understand leverage now. They understand. What you understand?
All I know is, the cheetah. As every athleticism over the line, but that line gets a hold of him. It gets all out.
I don't like his chances.
Yeah,
I love a vicious cat fight, so I'm glad you brought that up. So we were just talking about your interesting career. I mean, as long as we're going to stay on the fighting thing, I'm going to ask you this. You've been larger than life. We were talking about it yesterday. We compared you to Paul Bunyan. You've sort of had this – you've sort of been a mythical creature for a long time, the stories of Peyton Hillis pulling trucks and stuff as a kid and all this. When's the last time anybody tried to scrap with you, like – it had to be when you were way young.
My brother. That was probably it.
This is Kyle?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Kyle. And, you know, I think I was a senior in high school, and he was, you know, a sophomore in college. But that was probably the last time.
That's probably smart. We got some highlights.
How much older is he?
2 years.
He's 2 years.
Old.
We got some highlights we got to play before we get you out of here. We were talking about it yesterday. My favorite highlight of all time, my favorite Paul Eales clip of all time, and I may have told you this before, is against Alabama, I think it was your freshman year, when Matt Jones took a broken play, rolls right, hits you. Two Alabama guys hit off you, and the legend was born, and you're standing there going, what's up? Touchdown, Arkansas. The only time I ever heard Paul say, oh, my goodness. It was a great moment. But so this year, back with the Giants?
Yes.
Do you have – what's your contract length? Is there a one-year
deal?
2 years.
2 years?
Okay.
Deals.
We were looking through your numbers, and, of course, when you broke on the scene, it was such a great story because you'd sort of stepped away from the league for a minute. You're back there, and you get like 17 or 20 carries that first game. You had some sort of quieter weeks, I guess, through the rest of the season, but then you finish with 17 carries in the last game of the year, so that's got to feel good springboarded into next season, yeah?
Well, you know, my career the past couple of years have been really upsetting for me. You know, it seems like I've never really found a home. I've kind of been in limbo the past few years. And, you know, this year's really changed because I've actually been in an off-season program. You know, I've actually, you know, I've been in this system before. And so, you know, you get the terminology down, stuff of that sort. So, you know, I feel really good about where I'm at. You know, I think that good things are going to happen. You know, I know it's been a couple of years, but, you know, I'm really looking forward to this year, and I'm really feeling positive about it. And I'm usually a pessimistic person, so that's good for me.
How well do you know the Giants organization and some of the players?
You know, with that organization, you know, it's such – you know, from all the organizations I've been in, it's such a camaraderie thing. You know, the coaches are really for the players. You know, the players are really bonded as one because, you know, coaches, a lot of them, been together for 15 years.
That's a unique organization.
It is.
It's so up and down.
It is. And it goes all the way up to the owners.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just high class, all of it. And, you know, I really love being a part of it.
You're a country kind of kid from Conway, Arkansas. You're in the media spotlight. I mean, it's the number one media market in America. How does your personality and your approach to life fit in that whole, I guess, crazy, hectic lifestyle in New York?
You know, my wife, she loves it. You know, she loves going to the city all the time. But, you know, for me, I don't like it that much because, you know, it takes you 2 hours to get there. You have to spend $60 in tolls to get there. And then, you know, and then when you get there, it's about time to come back because the baby's crying. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a stress thing all the way out. But, you know, you have to give New York some props because, I mean, everything there is you want to do, you can do there. And it's full of so much history and so much different culture.
What about fishing? Can you go fishing?
You know, I can't do anything. You know, when I'm up there, it is.
You haven't found a spot?
Well, I can. I mean, there's lots of spots, but I just don't have the time. I mean, really, it's every day. I mean, you may get a half a Monday off and Tuesday, but then again, you know, how much hunting can you get done during that time? And then if you're hurt, bump or bruise, you come in. Yeah, you come in for treatments and stuff like that. So,
well, as Pat pointed out yesterday, though, you did manage to get married in an off week last. Was it last year? A couple years ago?
No, 3 years ago.
Okay,
3 years ago.
It was during the season, right?
Yeah.
Now, not many guys would do that.
No, not many guys would do that. But it was the best thing in my life.
Was it a spur of the moment type thing, or you guys had been together for a while?
Yeah. It was just one of those things where, you know, my faith had a big part to do with it. You know what I mean? If you know where I'm coming from, you get that idea. But it was a thing that it was just, I guess you can say spur of the moment, but it was something that I wanted more than my whole entire life.
Sure.
And it was something that, I mean, I came with a beautiful wife from it. And I got a beautiful son from it. I mean, if I can see this kid, he's,
what's
you know,
his name?
His name's Ori. Ori Shea Hillis. And the thing was, is, you know, right now he's about 30 pounds just that 1 year. And his head's so big, you know, you have to get like a four-year-old shirt to put over it. And he's a beautiful kid, though. He really is.
Hey, Peyton Hillis, let me ask this. This was some debate on our show yesterday about your nickname. And I had said that I heard it was the Avalanche.
Yeah.
That somebody coined it maybe in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And you heard this before?
I've heard a few
different
ones.
You signed your autograph of the Avalanche?
No, I've heard White Rhino.
White Rhino.
White Buffalo. Avalanche.
We gave you one in college. I don't remember what it was. I cannot remember what it was. We had it. And the thing is, I think right after we gave you your nickname, you got hurt. Didn't you have a back injury early in your career?
Yeah, I tore. I broke my back my freshman year, like the fourth game of the year.
You and Mike Tyson have something in common.
Well, no, but I came back 2 weeks later, though. They let me come back a couple weeks later.
Hey, speaking of Cleveland, how do you think Johnny Manziel will fare in Cleveland, the city, in that organization with the owner? Seems like he's sort of outspoken with what Johnny's activities are recently.
Well, I'm really afraid what may his career, you know, outcome to be, because when you're in this organization, you know, and I've done this myself, you know, since I've been in the NFL, you really have to, if you want to get along, you have to go along with things. I mean, really. And, you know, I know he's a big name and he's a good quarterback. There's no doubt about it, but you really got to be careful what you do. I mean, with the social media nowadays, whatever they catch you doing, and it can affect you on the field because, I mean, a lot of kids, he's 21, 22, 23 years old, you can't handle all of that at once. And he's going to find out that the NFL is a different game. It is. You know, you can go in college and scramble around and make plays, but in the NFL, it's going to be very hard for him to do that and stay healthy.
Small margin for error.
No doubt. And then the athletes are so much better. The coaches are so much smarter. I mean, they're going to figure out how to game plan against it. And when you have those Justin Tucks, when you have those guys like that hitting him every play, and he's a smaller quarterback, it's going to take its toll. So, you know, he has to learn to work with the game and try to get by with it.
Peyton Hillis joining us here. We're at the Verizon Arkansas Legends Camp, which is continuing, actually underway right now. And I know you probably want to get back to the kids, so we'll try to keep this relatively short. Let me ask you about working, and you already sort of alluded to it, the way they approach things in New York. And it's not to put down Cleveland, but certainly they have a winning tradition. They have a certain expectation in New York. And Eli Manning specifically, everybody looks at him. And most times he gets disrespected compared to Peyton, but the guy's got two rings. You can't argue with the success he's had. Have you seen anything from the way he approaches things that you've tried to incorporate into your approach?
You know what? And I don't know if this will sound prideful whatsoever, but it's really not meaning to be. I think Eli Manning reminds me a lot of myself, but on a lot higher level. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, when he goes through the regular season, nobody really hears about him. You know, it seems like when they won the Super Bowl, the Giants just squeaked by. But when it comes to the playoffs, he kicks it on. And that's the only thing that matters is those, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 8-8 or 12-4 at the end of the season. What you do in the playoffs is what matters, and that's the most important thing. You know, I think people tend to look at the numbers, how many touchdowns, whatever, how many MVPs. But Eli Manning, you can put him up against any quarterback in the whole NFL, and I mean, I'm pretty sure in the playoffs his numbers match anybody's.
There's one thing You can't, I guess, spell elite without Eli. Would you agree with that?
I would. I really would.
Say that. And another thing real quick, just out of curiosity, the Giants give you an iPad with all of their plays, or it's an old-school book?
Both, actually. You know, I think a lot of the teams now are just going to the iPad. And for you know, when I first got in the league, it was just the it was just the book. And then a lot of teams were going to the book and the iPad, and now a lot of teams are just going to the iPad. But as of right now, you know, if you get that iPad, the coaches can be a little bit more creative, which means you get to learn a lot more. That can hold a lot more data.
Last year was a weird year for New York and not the kind of success they're used to. I mean, they were, especially at the beginning of the season, before you came back and were an active participant, it was things were not going well. What's your expectation for this season? What kinds of off-season changes? What kinds of things do you expect in the coming season?
You know, I can tell you this. I know it's going to be better. And we're shooting for the Super Bowl. Every team is. And, you know, that's our outlook. You know, what it comes with in the NFL is really not about talent. It's about, can everybody be on the same page? Are we in sync? You know, can we come out, line up and run this play and nobody make a mistake? You know, and, you know, that's with a lot of teams in the NFL. You know, with the Seattle Seahawks, their offense side of the ball, I mean, Russell Wilson didn't have to make Peyton Manning numbers, but they won. They were all in sync, and they all got the job done. And that's the main important thing. But when you have, you know, a seasoned coach like we have, a seasoned quarterback, a lot of things can work into place better than if you had a rookie quarterback like Johnny Manziel coming in. The chances are great.
Well, y'all have proved over the last, and trust me, I know because being from Boston, the Patriots have run into the Giants in two Super Bowls. So y'all understand that concept of how to get better and stronger during the season and all parts contributing, really. I mean, there is no one guy, like you said. I mean, at the end of the day, Eli ultimately probably has, in big games, have played bigger. But Strahan going back, and there's so many guys that contribute to that success.
Well, you know, I've always said it, and, you know, you can't make a great coach without a great quarterback. And I've always said that. I mean, really, if you look around the league, all the great coaches you see, they usually have a great quarterback, you know, from the New England to the Giants, so forth on. I mean, you can look across the board. But, you know, when it comes to as far as winning programs, you know, when you look at the Giants, I mean, people think Eli Manning, but they have a lot of other pieces there. Like, there's a lot of other great players. I mean, you had a Justin Tuck, Michael Strahan. I mean, you had all the guys in place there. You know, the Victor Cruises, everybody like that. There's nobody that's just singled out. Like in Cleveland, Johnny Manziel. You don't hear about anybody else on the team.
Did you learn how to sauce it last year at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't have rhythm.
That's not your thing, huh?
No, I don't have rhythm.
I'm shocked by that, actually. So what about, you know, we do talk a lot about coaches. Coughlin's not a name that comes up a lot, but like you said, I mean, the guy's had an unbelievable amount of success. Luckily, he's been able to work with Eli.
Why does it always seem like he's on the hot seat?
I don't know.
For no reason at all.
I think it's because his cheeks are so red. He looks like he's on a hot seat.
Good.
Well,
yeah.
Think about it, though. I mean, you're in the biggest, like you said, the biggest media market in the world. And whenever anything bad happens, all the media displurges negative, negative, negative. So all the fans thinking, let's get rid of him. But he could have won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You just never know.
Wait,
you
so what know. Have you done lately kind of society? That's college, that's pro, that's everything. Let me ask you about the Verizon camp here today. I'm sure, you know, a guy like you seems you've always related well to kids. You've got to be thrilled about an opportunity to come back to your home state and be involved in something like this. Can you talk about how it came about and your thoughts on doing camps like this?
Well, you know, I've done camps like this my whole career since I've been in the NFL. But, you know, my brother, you know, he told me about this opportunity. Then called him up. And, you know, I own a 1,200-acre farm in Tennessee now, in southwest Tennessee. And so I decided to drive up for it. And, you know, I was very excited about it. Anytime I can come back home to visit family, you know, my wife's family, you know, do something for the community, I love doing it. And so, you know, I was really happy to do this. And, you know, it seems like the kids are having fun, so that's a good thing.
Is your wife from Arkansas?
Yes. Yeah, she's from Rogers, actually.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Rogers Mounties?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know, she was never a football fan, you know, at all, so she really doesn't care. But, you know, to me, and this is just me coming from the state, but Northwest Arkansas and the rest of Arkansas seems like two totally different
countries.
Yeah, I agree. Mean, people are different. You know, the atmosphere is different. I mean, just 2 hours away, Little Rock from, you know, Fayetteville is just totally different.
Yeah, we've had a lot of debates over the years because of that. So
why is that?
Well, just, I mean, whether it's fighting over games or, you know, there's the War Memorial thing and that kind of deal. And, of course, they cut it back to one game this year. You had some good moments in both stadiums. So
you don't seem happy with that.
No. You know, what it feels like to me that – you know, when you go to Northwest Arkansas, it seems like a melting pot. You know, kind of like New York. People are moving in, you know, from other places because of Walmart. You know, they're sure. not true Arkansas fans. There's not, I mean, but you come down here, it seems like there's just a lot more of them. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot up in Fayetteville, Rogers and stuff, and there's a lot more money up there. But I just don't think you need to get rid of the War Memorial experience. Because, I mean, it is loud. I mean, everybody I talked to, like all my buddies in the NFL that played in War Memorial hated it because it was so loud. Yeah. Everything was so close. And, you know, it's just you don't need to take that away, you know, from these fans here. I mean, it's too big. It's too big for the program up there, and it's too big for, you know, the fans as, you know, individual themselves because they all want it.
Yeah.
I want it.
Right.
You know, it's just big. I love playing there.
I've not heard from too many players that played there that don't want it to continue forever. So
no, I mean it's, I don't know really where it stands. You know, I just guess that, well, we'll just hope and pray that it all works out.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly worked out well for you, and we're thrilled to see you continue your career. New York will be keeping an eye on you, man. Good luck
good
this coming
man.
Season.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't think we've had an extended conversation with him like we just had.
Never.
Welcome to the
Zone. We can still talk now. I'm all about this now. I haven't really talked in a long time.
We need
time.
To get you on during the season if you can find some time.
I tell you right now, we usually have our off days. We'll get off like midday Monday and have Tuesday off. So, you know, we'll keep in contact.
Okay, cool. We'll do
no
it.
Doubt.
Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate
y'all
it.
Want
to
hear
that
clip? Do you mind hitting these footballs up for Youth Home?
No doubt.
And that one's for me, though.
Peyton Hillis, everybody. It's 10:30. Matty T, you want to take a timeout here real quick? Come back, and we'll get D-Mac and DJ Williams on at some point as well. Also, Sarah Riffle from the Boys and Girls Club will be joining us. We'll be talking about today's event. And Matty T, you got that highlight?
I do.
I want to play. Hey, Peyton, throw that headset back on for a second, will you? Hey, get him to get that headset back on. I want him to. Can you? Hey, Peyton, throw that headset back on. I want you to hear this highlight. My favorite Paul Eels clip ever, and it was a big play with you involved. Go for it, Matt.
1 minute now left to play in the half. Dakari Birmingham, the tailback. Hillis, the fullback. Too wide to the left side. Off the 18, Matt Jones now being rushed out of the pocket. Throws the football. Hillis, one-handed catch. Touchdown, Arkansas! Oh, my goodness! A one-handed grab by Peyton Hillis. A yard deep in the end zone. I can't believe it.
Attaboy.
That was a good moment. That was a good moment. Yeah, I know, it probably does. We'll be back. Verizon Arena and the Verizon Legends Camp. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.